Hi, this is a dictation for a follow-up visit for Tiffany Thompson. T like Tom, I-F-F-A-N-Y. Last name is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. The patient is here, complains of pain in the neck and mid-back, lower back, to the tune of 6 or 7. Headaches are in the front and back to the tune of 10 with memory loss and with vision issues. Physical therapy is continuing 2 times per week. It hurts her a lot after the end of the therapy session. She reports 10% improvement. She forgot to take Namenda as due to her memory loss. She was advised that she should involve her daughter and to bring her here so we can discuss with her. She has been advised to do the counseling. Maybe that will help. And maybe attended care and even a caseworker. But the patient declined. There is a presence of nausea and some element of confusion. As far as the patient reports, anxiety and panic is also reported. The patient reports no radiation of pain to the upper extremity or lower extremities. No motor weakness of the extremities is reported. No, she is not dropping any phone or dinner plates. Pain level is 7. ADLs are affected 8. Patient reports 10% improvement. And please review the chart for the ADLs for a system review, additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. And physical examination, the blood pressure was found to be 112 over 70, pulse is 81, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit of 10-23-2023, dictation number 1108-116, along with the diagnosis. The plan is as follows. The MRIs became available. They were recently done and they are reviewed to the patient. All the detailed models were explained and shown to the patient. She's found to have a herniated disc at C3-4, causing moderate right foramen stenosis, indenting right C4 nerve root. There is a disc herniation of C4-C5 and causing spinal stenosis, indenting spinal cord, right C5 nerve root. Compression. In addition, patient has a bulging disc C5-6 and C6-7. In the thoracic spine, patient is found to have a bulging disc at T11, T12. In the lumbar spine, patient is not found to have any disc herniation. However, the pain could be coming from the sacroiliac joints. In the brain MRI is found to be completely normal. However, the neuroquant study was not reported. Patient was advised that she will be informed in a couple of days once the study is reviewed. Patient is advised to visit us for thoracic epidural and cervical epidural injections to bring some help for her and a sacroiliac joint bilaterally. Patient will make up her mind. She wants to continue some therapy for now and will be open for her to return for the injections. Thank you.